Well, good morning.
It's 9:44 a.m. on Wednesday, November the 21st, 2018. Get back on the beat here. I've got my metronome going, so if you hear a little quiet tick-tock in the back, that's what it is. Ah, it feels good to be out. It is a relatively warm morning here, 42 degrees. Beautiful sunny morning. Here in the high plains, front range, depending on exactly where you draw the border. I think east of I-25 is high plains. West is certainly foothills, so that would be front range. At any rate, I'm out and walking, which probably should tell you something if you've been following my Not Today post. I wrote the last sentence yesterday. By Darkness Forged is first draft is complete. I'm debating on whether or not to use these next 10 days of NaNoWriMo to write something else. According to the rules, I'm not supposed to start editing this book until January, February. I'm not waiting that long. I'm not even going to promise to wait that long so I can get the little sticker. I'm just not gonna. I've got, come on. My feet have decided to do weird things this morning. Like not stay in rhythm. So I've got Karen Conlon reserved. So whenever that draft is ready for her, she's ready for it. I'm not quite at beta reader level yet, but stay tuned. I don't think it's going to be very long. Actually a little overdressed here. I'm quite comfortable in the shade. The air is cool. But I got my coat unzipped. I'm not wearing my fleece hood. Not of the usual cold weather accoutrement this morning. Except I put on long johns. Because when I got up it was 24. I've been up for a while. Today is warming up fast. When I got dressed, I put on my long johns, knowing I needed to get back on the sidewalk, and knowing that it was cold outside. There's still little patches of snow here and there. Those aren't as treacherous as the patches of ice. Jesus. So darkness is done. It's I don't know. I can't make up my mind about it. It's not for me to say anyway, really. Is it a good story or is it a bad story? I shouldn't. It's not for me to say. Weather vane is crooked. I never noticed that before. There's a weather vane on a don't know, a gazebo of some sort. I don't know if it's a hot tub gazebo or just a gazebo or just decorative or whatever. So weather vane on top of it, literally a weathercock with a rooster and everything. I just noticed that the compass points under it are wrong. They look like they're off about 45 degrees. They probably line up with the walls and not with the actual compass points, be my guess. So it's done, and I felt exuberant yesterday. A combination of yes and oh. It's done. 3 years. It's been, in January, it'll be 12 years since I started writing Ishmael Huang. 12 years, 9 books. Just about him. It's been 3 years working on The Seeker and Smuggler's Tales. So 3 years, 6 books. Natalia and Zoya and Ishmael and Pip. We did not get the reunion with Brill that so many people thought was going to be in the next book. I think I mentioned a couple months back that I tried to write that scene and it just didn't go anywhere. There was nothing in it. It was there. I'm pleased with the book. As I when I pushed away from the keyboard, and I did literally push away from the keyboard because I had to put my boots on and take the kid to therapy appointment. But when I pushed back from the keyboard, I thought, yes, I kept thinking like the last 3 days. I've been thinking, oh, I gotta finish the book today. I'm gonna finish the book today. I when I got to 90,000 words, I thought, which was, what, 105 yesterday, 100 the day before, sometime over the weekend. But when I got to 90,000 words, I wonder if there's 10,000 more words in this book. And yes, there were 15,000 words left in the book. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. There were 15,000 more words. I got some crap that has to come out. There's some missed starts that get pushed to the bottom of the file, because in NaNoWriMo, you count all the words you write. And if you find yourself in a place where that line doesn't go anywhere, you just hit a couple of carriage returns, throw in a couple of page breaks, and pick up where you need it to start again. So there's, there may be 1,000 words that are tucked away at the bottom. I'll have to check that out. The raw manuscript came in at 106,933 in 20 days, which is almost 5,500 words a day, 20 days in a row. It's a little under, it's like 5,400 or 5,350, something like that. So yeah, the idea that I could write a book in 20 days, I could write a 100,000 word novel in 20 days, is confirmed. This will be, if I can get it out before the end of December, this will be the third book I've released this year. So my goal for the year was 4 books. I failed back to 3. And even if it takes a little bit longer, even if it goes into January, published the last day of December, which is technically this year, but nobody will buy it until January anyway, so we'll see. If I can get it all brushed up and dusted off and get the corrected cover from Dan. When I started working on this, I pulled up the ebook cover and noticed that, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, the title on the book is wrong. The title on the cover is In Darkness instead of By Darkness. I didn't notice it. I've been staring at it for 3 years. I didn't notice it. Luckily Dan is on the ball. He's supposed to be sending me the corrected one today. He's put the final touches on Ravenwood, so I should get that book in audio back. And I'll owe him money, and I can give him the next book in line. I hope it's not going to take him another 2 years to get the next book out, because that's problematic, but it's also probably not going to happen, because he's been caught with a lot of personal and family issues the last year. And oddly, he's up in my old stomping grounds. He's up in Maine, helping out his parents, and probably will be there through the winter. Now, there's not a lot to do in the winter in Maine, so I'm hoping that since he has to stay through spring, he's probably going to be there and working in his mobile studio and trying to write, trying to build his own audience. There's not much I can do for him there. I've tried everything, every trick I know. And the problem is that most of my core either knows him or has already tried him and decided, no. His best work is not science fiction. That's one of the problems. He has some science fiction, but it's really dense. He writes more like Peter F. Hamilton than he does like me. Nothing against Peter F. Hamilton, but if you're looking for a light, fast read, he may not be the right choice. He's pulled back his Antithesis series, and he's redoing it, which I think is a huge mistake and a waste of time, but he thought it would help him narrow in on his target audience better. And all of my exhortations to forget about targeting your audience, write the goddamn book, doesn't seem to have sunk in. He wants me to have a writing race. Word war. What he called a write-off. And I'm thinking in accounting terms, I'm like, what the hell? What are you talking about, a write-off? I finally realized what he was talking about. I must have a write-off through the end of the month, the end of the year. That's funny, I'll race against myself. I'll cheer on my fellow Dizzy Dragons in our Facebook group. But, you know, the idea of competing, even though in a certain sense that's what NaNoWriMo is, it's a little competition, except it's not. The only person you're competing against is yourself. So a lot of my writing buddies have crossed the 50,000 mark, although not all of them have validated yet. We were able to validate yesterday. I officially won. I can download my certificate if I want to. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Though I suppose I could download all of them. I've got like, I went back through and I realized that all three of the Tanith Fairport books were winners. And South Coast 2009. I think they were winners. Were they winners? I have to go back and look. I've got a lot of novels in there. I've got all of the runs in there. Home Run, Milk Run. But none of them were actually done. I don't think they were even started during November that year. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.